What's going on, good people? It's your boy Tyson here. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. You already know what it is. So let me jump right into it. I want to get into this Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. So everybody is going crazy talking about how he's a snitch, how he's a bitch-ass nigga, how he shouldn't have did what he did, and if he come to my city, I'm gonna get at him. And Lil Boosie just put up a post on Instagram saying that if he ever came down to Louisiana, he'll be dead inside a month. For real. Yo, on some real shit, y'all motherfuckers put too much stake in these entertainers. To care about what they do on the personal level is fucking beyond me. Let me tell you something. These people are our entertainers. They are here to entertain us. Nothing more, nothing less. If you're choosing to live your life vicariously through these entertainers, then you, my friend, are the fucking idiot, because you're not them. And they don't care anything about you. All they care about when it comes to you is you giving your money, your life, your hard-earned money to them for their albums and their music and their whatever. You think if your ass was getting evicted, Tekashi 6ix9ine would come and fucking pay your rent? Or Beyonce or Jay-Z or any of these entertainers for that matter? No, not at all. Y'all motherfuckers get up on social media and y'all go crazy ranting, letting people know how you feel about this person. Who the fuck cares? Who cares? You ain't no snitch? That's what's up. The motherfucker ain't snitched on you because the motherfucker don't even know who you are. He probably doesn't even know you exist. So at the end of the day, when you get online and you rant about how 6ix9ine is this, that, and the third, but go and listen to his fucking music, because the nigga did get 1.6 million views on Instagram Live. So y'all niggas is really, I'm confused. Because if he was hated like everybody say he's hated, he wouldn't have had 1.6 million views on Instagram. Cut it out, man. Y'all are doing too much. He's just an entertainer, just like all the rest of those entertainers. Y'all take their lives and y'all try to make them your lives, and it's not your life, yo. Stop taking these people's lives so fucking seriously. No, yo, you're not supposed to know who got married or who had a baby when it comes to these fucking entertainers. That's what trips me out about Hot 97 and shit like that. They make y'all fucking, they involve y'all so much in their personal life. They want to be in the limelight so much. They got y'all out here arguing about motherfuckers that don't even care about you. Niggas is out here arguing on the street. Oh, 6ix9ine come through here. Oh, I'm going to fuck him up. How? If 6ix9ine come through here, how? You going to fuck him up? How? Y'all niggas is crazy, yo. Like, y'all put too much stake into these entertainers, man. And all, y'all forgetting that they're just here to entertain, yo. You care more about them than they care about you. You understand what I'm saying? The only reason that they care about you is if you're buying their album. They're not personally showing up to your crib talking about, yo, I need your help, or yo, let's get on this track together, or yo, let's eat a fucking bowl of cereal. They don't give a fuck about you. And y'all going crazy ranting and raving on fucking Facebook and Instagram about how y'all would get at 6ix9ine because he is a snitch. Did the nigga snitch on you? Do you know him personally for him to snitch on you? Because if not, I think you are wasting a whole lot of energy on the motherfucker that don't even know you exist. These entertainers are here to do just that, yo. Entertain us. Stop putting so much stake in these motherfuckers, man. Motherfuckers is out here getting high blood pressure because of fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine or Beyonce or fucking Eminem or whoever. Like, y'all do, and I don't even want to get started on the entertainment business. These motherfuckers make a whole bunch of, yo, you know what, and I hate these fucking Love and Hip Hop shows, these reality shows that black people get, whole nother topic, but I'm not gonna keep y'all. You already know what it is. Stop putting so much stake into these fucking entertainers and just let them be entertainers. Your life is not their life. This is GDM Radio. You already know what it is. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.
We'll be right back.